la mer. Retour en arrière. J'ai du mal à m'y faire. Je voulais tout laisser derrière.
Song, not even over, but there's nothing going on at the end, so let's just talk over it. Yes, that was NKA from Paris, France. The song was
La lune.
La lune, which means?
The moon.
Correct. The moon. Yeah, some French immersion, sort of French. Took French class at some point, right?
At some point, yes. Yeah.
So, cool. That was, yes, new stuff from her little EP called La Lune as well. So that's not coming out till December. Some fresh, unreleased stuff right there. And yes, we, before that, heard from a very sneaky band that are from Munich. They sound like they're totally 70s. Like, everything about it sounds like jazz, proggy rock, and, yeah, instrumental band called Karaba, K-A-R-A-B-A, from their album All Highways. Volkerskrieg was the song. That just came out. Oh, no, still unreleased. December 15th, ooh, the album. So two unreleased albums there that are on their way. And we started off that set with Batida with the song from his new album Neo Colonialismo. That one featured Bonga, so artist from Portugal. And we still have our new friends from high school here. Just yeah, skipping. Wow, you got to do a little hooky on school this week.
Yeah, fortunately.
So this is all in the efforts of learning, right?
Yes, of course.
Work experience.
Learning. Yes, work experience, of course.
Yeah, I did a very different one. I
was
grade 11, I went on a farm for a week. They basically put me to work, like, digging holes, cutting up blackberry bushes. So that, I learned something about how to use a machete, I guess.
I mean, useful. One day,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I learned how to handle a full day of heavy rainfall.
Wow.
And not cry. anyway, but this is nice on a rainy day. Nice to be in here in the booth. So we wanted to let you take over and see what kind of music we're gonna play.
Okay, so there's this band from South Korea. It's a K-pop band. Their name is Seventeen, and they're a 13-member group. But they're called 17 because they have 13 members, 3 units, a hip-hop unit, a dance unit, and a vocal unit. And they're also one whole team, so 13 plus 3 plus 1 is 17, hence why their name is 17.
So that's a pretty big posse.
Yeah. The song that you guys are going to hear today is called Circles, 돌고 돌아 in Korean. I hope you enjoy. It's a very, like, nice, vibey song. I think it's great to, like, listen on, like, a nice drive outside. And they actually got, like, a whole choir of, like, children to sing a part of the chorus. So, yeah, hope you enjoy.
So, this is your background is Korean, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's Aaron.
Yeah, cool. Aaron.
Cool, Aaron, from Straight Outta Surrey.
Yeah, Straight Outta Surrey.
And this is what the cool kids listen to in Korea currently.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, just like to keep in touch with what's happening. Right on. Okay, so let's check this out. 17. No, the band is 17, and the song is Circles.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Here we go.
Mark
Oh, yeah. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF.
Yeah, man, say.
Oh.
Yeah, man, say.
Ooh, Nuha, sorry. So, we are here with Nuha.
Oh, yeah, we got a bonus chorus there.
Ooh.
Sweet. Okay, yeah, let's keep that going in the background. What did we just hear?
You just listened to Manasu by Dhruv Vikram. So Manasu means my soul. It was a love song about his girlfriend who passed away. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So that was what you were just listening to. He is the son of a really famous South Indian actor, and he filmed this music video in New York City.
So who's the woman? Is that the ghost?
Yeah.
Of his partner in the video?
I guess. We'll never know.
Whoa. Well, appropriate for this Halloween season. Wow. Romantic ghost story, perhaps.
Romantic. Oh. Plot twist.
Cool. So is that South Indian that's in Tamil?
Yes. That was a Tamil song. It was produced in South India.
Very cool.
With the music video filmed in New York City.
Nice. Tell me a bit about your backgrounds.
So I am Sri Lankan and I'm Muslim. So I'm kind of a mix of everything. So I have my South Indian, Sri Lankan culture, then my Islamic beliefs, and my Tamil mother tongue. So we're kind of all over the place.
Sweet.
And being born and brought up in Canada. Nice. So lots of stories to tell.
I love it. Perfect for the show. Yeah, the show's all about mixing different styles and,
yep,
and seeing what's going on these days. And so he's a pretty big artist, yep, down there, hey?
Yeah, pretty cool. Big.
The language looks very beautiful, the way it's written.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
And your name once more.
Nuha.
Pleasure to meet you. And thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
In the middle of those two songs, we heard one from Aaron's Choice earlier, but in between I played a song by Searchlight, which is a jazz, neo-soul, broken beat creation from London, made by an Irish drum and bass producers, Sean McCann and Tom Purcell. So the self-titled album Searchlight with the song Freedom that we heard, that is, also new music came out this year. And then the last song we heard, Manas, was just came out just a month ago. It's already got 2 million views.
Yeah.
Big deal. Big deal, that guy. And before that, Aaron, what did we hear?
We heard 17 songs, Circles, I don't know how to, describe it, but it's not really, a love song, but it was more of, a song that one of their members actually wrote the lyrics and helped with the production of the song. It was for themselves, their group, and, how their friendship evolved through the years since they, debuted in 2015. So they have a long friendship, and he just wanted to, say, his words, but, I guess he wanted to, put that, into, a song for his other members. So, yeah.
Nice. And you were saying that the band, you saw them play here.
Yeah, I saw them play here in Vancouver a few months ago in August, and it was crazy because there was, fans, just lining up outside of the venue, just, dancing outside to their music and taking photos, literally, 10, 12 hours even before the concert even started. And they performed at Rogers Arena, and it was great. And actually they were talking about during the concert how they had a few days to spend here in Vancouver, and it was their first time here. Oh. And how they really loved the city, and especially since they came during the summertime, how it was the weather was really lovely, and all the vibes, and how they wanted to come back next year and stuff. Nice. So, yeah.
So this, to me, I found fascinating. They played, you said they sold out Rogers Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a Korean K-pop band that sings entirely in Korean. Well, they have a little bit of English, but mostly it's Korean.
Yes.
Music. But it wasn't just Koreans who were at the show.
No. There was people from literally all parts of the world there. And fans, they create lyric videos that they translate themselves, as soon as like new music drops, so like international fans can like know what like the lyrics mean it. So
that's cool. So K-pop is definitely a global phenomenon now.
I'd say it's taking over
the world. It's cool to see bands that don't just sing in English, you know, to be able to fill a big place like that.
It's lovely.
Music is universal, right?
Yeah, music is universal. There's no borders with that.
Got it. Yeah, so we're gonna hear one last piece of music for this first hour, and in the second hour, we're traveling to Ecuador to a city called Guayaquil.
Hear
a buffet of music from that part of Ecuador. But want to end with another little piece of Canadian music. This is Korean Canadian musician based in Toronto who plays all the instruments on her records. Her name is Luna Lee. She's in her early 20s, and very impressive. Like, virtuoso on violin and a bunch of different instruments. So this is from her new album, Jams 2, Luna Lee. Which one do you want to hear here?
Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. Excellent choice.
It's a nice color. It's a nice color.
Here's Luna Lee on Wandering Rhythms.
We still shine. Change.